Lockbit gang has been bluffing in its ransom schemes, two sextortionists have been extradited to the US, a bug in Ukrainian software hits Russia, and the new Maginot DNS attack impacts CDNS servers. This is Risky Business News, prepared by Catalin Campanu and read by me, Caitlin Sorey. Today is August 16th, and this podcast episode is brought to you by Thinxt, the makers of the much-loved Thinxt Canary. The Lockbit ransomware gang is having serious problems keeping its service running, according to security firm Analyst One. The list of issues includes poor support, failing to update its malware, the arrest of one of its affiliates, and posts for fictitious companies appearing on its leak site. Lockbit has also run out of storage for its dark web leak site, leading to situations where it claims to have leaked data that it can't actually host. We asked Analyst One's John DiMaggio if we should expect Lockbit to release stolen data via torrent sites, just like the Clop Gang, one of its main rivals.
They're struggling right now to share victim data, and they look really foolish. The easiest solution would be to use torrents to distribute data. But, you know, they sold hosting victim data as one of the benefits by using their program. That's one of the things affiliates pay for when they share that 20%. Are you going to adjust how much revenue that you expect from affiliates to be a part of your program? Because right now, it's a service they're paying for.
DiMaggio says all of these technical issues are contributing to Lockbit losing its reputation and some of its top affiliates. Despite this, DiMaggio does not expect the group to disappear.
There has to be an actual takedown and or some sort of an arrest. And we know the arrest part's far-fetched since these guys stay in countries where they're outside jurisdiction of law enforcement in the United States. So, you know, it really we'll just have to see their reputation harmed enough that they're forced to take things offline.
The U.S. Federal Trade Commission has fined credit reporting service Experian $650,000 for spamming its customers. The FTC says that users who signed up on the consumerinfo.com website to freeze or manage their credit information were spammed with Experian marketing emails with no way of opting out. Experian has agreed to pay the fine, and the company has also been barred from sending new marketing emails without a way for users to opt out. A zero-day vulnerability in Ukrainian-linked business software is being exploited in Russia, according to the country's cert. The company behind the software, Creatio, is based in Boston, but has Ukrainian roots. It ceased all activities in Russia and Belarus after the invasion. Because the software is no longer supported in Russia, the country's cert team has advised local companies to remove the Creatio products from the internet or switch to Russian equivalents. Dutch security firm Fox IT says that almost 1,900 Citrix NetScaler devices have been compromised and backdoored using a recently patched vulnerability. It says that 1,200 of the 1,900 devices were patched, but too late to avoid compromise. Both Fox IT and Mandiant have released free tools that can scan Citrix NetScaler systems for signs of backdoors and web shells. The tools are available on GitHub. Two Nigerian men have been extradited to the US to face charges for sexually extorting young men and teenage boys across the United States. Officials say the two men bought hacked social media accounts and posed as young women in order to trick their victims into sending sexually explicit images. The duo used the images to extort victims, threatening to release the photos to classmates, friends, and family members. The DOJ says the two men extorted more than 100 people and that one of their victims, a 17-year-old from Michigan, took his own life as a result. Police in Singapore have detained 10 suspects for their alleged involvement in a malware operation. The group allegedly used ads on social media to trick victims into installing malware on their smartphones. The malware allowed the group to make unauthorized bank transactions and then hide their traces by deleting email and SMS messages. Officials say that one of the gang's members is a minor and that they're also investigating six other suspects who've yet to be detained. The Dutch Forensics Institute says the EU should continue to fund a project that helps law enforcement agencies unlock seized smartphones. The so-called X-Files project launched in July 2020 and has helped law enforcement agencies across Europe unlock hundreds of smartphones linked to criminal operations. The project is scheduled to shut down in October this year when its funding runs out. A team of academics has discovered a powerful new cache poisoning attack against DNS servers. Named Magino DNS, the attack impacts conditional DNS servers, which work as recursive resolvers and forwarders at the same time. The attack allows threat actors to poison the DNS cache and have the server redirect legitimate traffic. An internet scan conducted by the research team found that more than a third of all conditional DNS servers worldwide are vulnerable. Bind, Technetium, and the Knot Resolver have all pushed patches. The New Haven Public Schools District in Connecticut has lost more than $6 million in a business email compromise scam. The incident took place at the end of June. New Haven Mayor Justin Ellicus says the city has managed to recover more than $3.6 million of the stolen funds. The FBI also froze an unspecified additional amount. The mayor says an employee of the city's budget office is on paid leave until an investigation into the compromise finishes. A threat actor has breached Discord.io, a popular third-party interface for the Discord messaging service. The hacker is now selling the personal data of more than 760,000 of the site's users on an underground hacking forum. The company has confirmed the breach, taken down its website, and posted a message for its users on the homepage listing all the information that was stolen in the attack. Compromised information includes names, emails, hashed passwords, Discord API keys, and billing addresses, among others. The Norfolk and Suffolk police in the UK leaked sensitive data on their Freedom of Information websites. Officials say the data was hidden from view, but should not have been exposed in the first place. Unconfirmed reports say the Excel spreadsheet hide cells feature was the culprit. The exposed data included the personal details of victims, witnesses, suspects, and their crimes. This included domestic violence cases, sexual offences, assaults, and thefts. The Police Service of Northern Ireland also leaked data via its Freedom of Information portal last week. That's all for this podcast edition. Today's show was brought to you by our sponsor, Thinxt. Find them at canary.tools.